Q94 at your Mountain of Rock, and high school football is not that far away, folks. It'll be here. Well, actually, it is here. It's been here all summer. And we're doing just our coaches show preseason as we get ever so much closer. Of course, there's jamborees coming up, and some of the squads, you know, they're going to be hosting little inter-squad scrimmages so the folks can get a look at them. But with me, I have Mountain Grove Panther head man, Daniel Swafford. Good morning, Coach. How we doing, man?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, and welcome back. You know, you had the stint there, of course, at Ava, and then you went to Evangel for a little bit. Now you're back in the SEA, and you're back home. It's kind of a little home cooking going on, right?
Yes, yes. I've made a big circle here in the last 25 years. I started off in Mountain Grove years ago and kind of moved around in my career and stayed in, you know, was at Ava for a long, long time and did a couple years at Evangel and back home again.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, what? I mean, I've been doing this a long time. You've been doing it a long time. There's a big difference from years 1, 2, 3, and 4 to years, you know, 25, 26, 27, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. You know, you. If a guy doesn't make much changes there, you've wasted your time. But you know, I think all coaches grow and they learn. And I wish I knew then what I know now. It's one of those type of things.
Yeah.
If we knew as much as we do now. But with that said, it was a great process, and I love the process of learning, and I'm a lifelong learner, so I hope 25 years from now when I'm still coaching, it'll be that much better, you know. It's important for me.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely. And here you are at Mountain Grove, and, of course, you know, I mean, you've got a – well, you're home, but I can't – you know, if I could for just a moment, because he's such a good guy, he's a close friend – and, you know, Brandon Rogers is A-plus class act human being. And I just want to acknowledge that. And he, you know, I mean, he searched and pulled you in. And what's it been like being back at Mountain Grove working with an athletic director like Coach Rogers?
Well, you know, Coach Rogers has done a great job of working in this program and building this. And I know, you know, it's important for him to continue on with this process and building the program. So I appreciate everything he's done and, you know, what he's going to do. He's a Mountain Grove Panther through and through. And you know, there's a lot to be said for that. And I appreciate what he's done. And it's been really good working with him. And, you know, the best is yet to come. And he's all about that. And that's a good thing for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, people that's never done it, they don't get it. They don't understand. But to be a head coach and an athletic director, that's a lot of stuff on one plate, isn't it?
No, for sure. It's really hard. It's, you know, everybody thinks that's what you want, and you know, boy, you're the athletic director and the football coach, but golly, you've got so much on your plate, and it's just hard to do. And in today's world, especially, and you get pulled in so many different directions. So kudos to him in that he's been able to pull that off. And golly, I know a lot of guys do it.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be for me.
Yeah,
that's a tough thing to do.
Absolutely. Well, here we are, 2024 Mountain Grove Panther football. I'm sure you've implemented a spread offense, 5 wide, empty backfield, and just going to throw it all over, aren't you?
Absolutely, throw it all over the place. Our throwing looks a little different than other people, but we do put the ball in the air quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm excited because. You know, having you back in town, you're such a great coach. You're very transparent. You know, I mean, you call it like it is, and I appreciate that very much. But coming back, you know, here in the SCA, what do you got this year that you can share with us?
Well, I've got a bunch of guys that want to get better, and they want to just continue to grow. And I can safely say that it's been a great summer as far as just working hard. And so these boys are, they don't want to just settle. They want good things to happen. And as a coach, what more could I ask for?
Mm-hmm.
I've got guys that saw time as a freshman, which is hard. I've got, players who were main players that were just sophomores last year. And, I just remember when I was a sophomore and I was a freshman, oh, my goodness. you think, you might have the body that says, yeah, they could play varsity football, but having the mind and, being able to handle that, that's a whole different story. And I just know how hard that was for me as a sophomore playing. And I just got guys on this team that have played as a freshman, and they've been playing that, or they were a sophomore and they've been playing for 2 years. And so, long story short, they have gotten some experience. Now there's still, there's still a lot of young guys out there that are going to see more time this year. But man, they're working hard, and I just think that in time, they have a chance to be really good. But it's going to be, it's going to take some work. It's going to be more than just showing up. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to do a lot of things, but they're doing a great job.
Well, and you're going to implement your offense, or I'm assuming that you're going to, run the flex bone. And there's, it takes time, doesn't it? Of course, you've had the summer, but
yeah.
To really, it's such – it's not an easy offense because it's all timing, and it'll just take a little bit to kind of grasp it. And we're on a scale of 1 to 10. Are you at a 6 right now with the group?
I'll tell you more about that after game one. But, I do think we're, what we do is what we do here, and, uh-huh. and we run the football. And so, it's one of those things where you've got to establish something, and that something is physicality.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to learn about that.
Mm-hmm.
How we do things is different than what a lot of people do. And so, there's some learning that's going on that is new to them. And they're making good progress. We've been going, through the spring and in the summertime, and I was fortunate enough that when I took this job, I was able just to kind of go right from Evangel to here,
mm-hmm.
in a way. And so, I've got to know the kids. They've got to know me. And teaching what we do is really important, that it's not just brand new when the summer starts. And we've had a lot of chances to practice this, and we went to some camps and things of that nature. So, yeah, we're probably ahead of schedule as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
As far as what we do, but by no means are where we need to be. we need to be way farther in what we're going to get to. I think, I guess I should just say it like this: is we have a lot of room for improvement, Gary.
Yeah. Well, and I would say, every coach is saying the same thing. I'm
for sure.
And a lot of people think it's a dish. Well, we're better than that. Look, it's we haven't even played a competitive game yet.
Right.
Things look good when you've got your starters up against your number twos and they can block and everything's pretty much a touchdown. But when you go up against some resistance, how does that go? When you face a little bit of adversity, how is the mind?
Yeah.
It's not the physical
right.
part of it. It's when you face adversity, how good is your mind? Are you going to remember to, this assignment and that assignment? And that leads me up to this. You will be hosting a Mountain Grove Jamboree where you'll get to see a little bit, just a small, and I caution everybody, don't put too much into what you see at the Jamboree. It's just, it's a chance. It's pretty good for the line. You can get some pretty good stuff. How quick your lineman's coming off, firing off. Are they jumping off sides? Are they together? But tell us a little bit about some of the teams that's going to be competing in the Jamboree, and when is it?
Well, it's in 2 weeks. You might say, we have a week of practice, and then in our second week we have the Jamboree here. At Mountain Grove, and that's a good time to really kind of put your guys out there where there's a lot of people around, and mm-hmm. you know, they get that Friday night experience. And you know, honestly, Gary, the thing that people don't realize is just the heat in itself, wearing a uniform, a full uniform yep. on a Friday night. It's amazing how tired they always get. You know, I haven't coached high school for 2 years, but I know that for a long time. That was like, man, they get that uniform on and they just about melt that yep. first week because of the excitement and the energy, and you kind of learn to deal with that. So that's one of the things I like the most about it, is just learning how to deal with the heat and everybody's, you know, jacked up, ready to roll and play football. And man, that energy can zap you. And when your energy gets zapped, your mind sometimes gets zapped and you forget where to go and how to do things. And you got to learn through that process. So I like going through the process on no matter what the situation is. So we'll do that here with, okay, I hope I get this right, Gary. I think we've got Houston, and we've got Fair, and we've got us, and we've got Willow Springs.
Yes, that is correct.
And so, yeah. I'm kind of learning as I go on that.
I had your back on that. Well, it's always a pleasure to coach to talk with Coach Swofford again, you know, at Ava. And you know, Ava, there, I tell you what, the parity that we're going to have this year, I think, in the SCA is really going to be good, and it's going to be some really exciting high school football. Looking forward to it. And Coach, thank you so much for being so gracious to take time out to, you know, give us just a little tease as to what's going on in Mountain Grove. And as the season gets rolling, we'll get a little more in depth with the coaches show. But thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to working with you.
Right on. Hey, everybody, head coach of the Mountain Grove Panthers, Coach Dan Swofford.